And now, well, if you're hungry, you might not want to listen because it's time for Dish Omaha. And, well, here's Diane Watson, KVNO's resident foodie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jeff. And I want to, first of all, say thank you so much for the delicious hot chicken taco you bought me at the food truck La Gaviota over the weekend.
It was hot and delicious.
Oh, it was so good. So good. So we all love food trucks. Why do you love food trucks?
Me? Why do I love food? Oh, gosh. Well, I like eating outdoors any chance I can. And there's just something about standing out on a sidewalk or on the street eating. I don't know what it is. Watching people go by. Also, full disclosure, I'm kind of a messy eater. And as you saw the other day, some of the taco landed on the sidewalk.
That's
but
okay.
I was outside.
It was great. You know, I think a lot of the reason other people love them is they're mobile. You can find the same restaurant in different places.
Yeah.
The cuisine is very diverse. It can be very, very focused. There are food trucks dedicated to singular dishes like brownies and snow cones and churros. A chef can really innovate, try something new. And one of the things I love best is the community engagement. You go to a festival, you go to an event, you see a local chef there in his food truck or her food truck.
You're right there. It's like, you know, the idea that you're right basically in the kitchen.
Exactly.
Talking to them.
And you may be able to access restaurants and food that you might not otherwise.
Yep.
You know, the modern day food truck dates all the way back to the 1860s when there were chuck wagons serving cowboys and settlers.
Oh,
but they really didn't really gain much popularity until between 20 and 2010. L.A., of course, was the pioneer, the land of the cars.
Had to bring back the chuck wagon.
I don't know if they take square. Portland and Austin are big food truck capitals, as is New York, of course. Nationwide now, there are 24,000 food trucks, roughly, in the United States. It's a great way to get into the culinary scene if you're a restaurateur or a chef.
Yeah.
The startup costs are much lower. You can pivot your cuisine and what you're doing. You can buy a food truck between $50,000 and $200,000. You can rent them for about $3,000 a month. And I even found a trailer on Amazon, the kind that you hook up to a truck, you know, ready for $65.99 delivered, no delivery fees. So anybody can really get into this.
Does it have like all the cookware?
You can get it customized,
Okay.
So in Omaha, you might be surprised to learn we have between 60 and 70 food trucks.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. And 10, 15 years ago, we had only about a dozen. So it's a growing faction of our food scene.
I'm looking out the window. Diane, I wish there was a food truck.
You are always wishing for food. The top five cuisines that dot our food truck landscape are sandwiches, pizza, tacos, barbecue, of course, and beverages.
Why are you doing this to me?
Some of our food trucks are standalone, so they're restaurant focused, but they're not connected to a restaurant. And then some of our big restaurants have extensions of themselves with a food truck as well. A great place to go to find them always. You always see food trucks like we did Sunday at the Jean Leahy Mall, the Heartland of America Park, and the riverfront.
Yeah, because you and I said, hey, let's go grab a bite. We just knew we would find a food truck.
Exactly. And you can look on the riverfront's website. They publish that too. It's becoming very popular for community celebrations and also private parties.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people who've hired a food truck for a private party. And even wedding receptions. You know, one of the other places you can find food trucks regularly in the summer is the Omaha Zoo late nights. Have you done that?
I keep hearing about it.
Oh, my gosh. It's over 21 Thursday nights. The next one is at the end of August. And there, last time I went, there were probably 15 food trucks, a band. You get to see the animals at night. It's pretty cool. I think one of the most unique aspects of the food truck scene in Omaha is Trucks and Taps. And I know you've been there. For those of you who haven't, it's very unique. It's a food truck hub. They rotate the food trucks. It's the former Sonic restaurant site at 108th and L. You can go for lunch or dinner between Wednesday and Saturdays. You can have an event there. I think you had an event there.
The French Conversation Group, Cafe Conversation, meets there occasionally. And you can order a beverage from a permanent fixture.
Right. And they have a great patio. They enclose that in the winter. Yeah. It's dog friendly. It's super fun if you haven't checked it out. The other thing is there's some real iconic foods that are celebrated. I don't know if you know that there's an English food truck. It's called Dire Lion.
Oh, yeah.
Serves English food.
Yep.
Have you ever had an Abel Skiver?
I don't know what that is.
It's a Danish pancake. Okay. Scotty's food truck.
I have had. I didn't. Serves those. Yeah, really?
And you'd have to look pretty far to find an Abel Skiver if it wasn't at a food truck.
Yeah.
And one of my favorites is Taste of New Orleans. This story, the chef moved here in 2005 after Katrina, started a food truck. It's been around almost 20 years.
Love that. That's great.
Now, how do you find them? Well, the best way is social media. Yep. Technology makes that happen. And then also you can check out websites like Roaming Hunger that will tell you
Or like we did on Sunday, you just
drive
around and walk around.
And if you want to know the inside track to how food trucks work, I can also recommend a movie. It's called Chef, starring Jon Favreau.
Yeah. Jon Favreau.
Came out in 2014. And it tells the story of a tired restaurateur who opens a food truck and his cross-country adventures.
I love
that
song.
Stream it.
It's great.
Check it out.
Jon Favreau's great. All right, Dan. Thanks. And I know without goes without saying.
You're hungry.
You didn't bring anything to eat. All right. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks a lot.